This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. It's 1932. You just got a long, snappy hot dog from old man McGillicuddy's down the road. Mm-hmm. Outside is about -2 degrees. It's the middle of January. And you ain't got a coat. So what you did was take an old croaker sack. Not croaker sack. Take an old potato sack and cut some armholes out of it and stuff it with some cotton that you got out of an old nasty couch on the side of the road. And you're walking down the street. The wind's blowing hard. The wind's going crazy. It's killing you. Your teeth are chattering. Your nuts are chattering. Clack a clack a clack a clack a clack a
clack. Yeah. And
it's cold out here because you're in the Windy City. And you got a game on the midway. Your name? Strong Knees McMikerson. They call you that because one game back in 1926, your rookie season, you walked into the end zone on your knees after your arms broke. People are still confused by it. Mm-hmm. They don't understand. They don't know why your legs were fine.
It was your strong knees. Get over here.
Why do you say, yes, coach? you go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What's up, coach?
Strong knees. What you did out there just now was one of the most courageous, idiotic things I've ever seen in my entire life. You break both your arms. You place the football. And we don't even have face masks yet. I think that's something that's coming up here soon. So you used your teeth. Huh?
Yeah, I held it in my teeth. And then I got down on my knees, which made me technically down and the play over.
Were you touched?
Oh, that's true. This isn't now, college. I didn't go to no
actually,
fancy
I think technically you were giving
college.
Yourself up.
Oh, yeah. It's a gray area.
But the amount of disrespect you showed our opponents by doing that, I applaud you, Strong Knees. I applaud you.
Well, I think I've earned my post-game bottle of malt liquor and whiskey combined in one jar.
It is your 53rd birthday, after all.
Yeah. How you gonna drink that? How you gonna drink that whiskey with no arms, strong knees?
The team's been integrated. This is the first. This is the first year that
ahead of the curve, really, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In 32,
this is their defensive back, Billy D. Williams, the first
sir, the first. One day I'm gonna have a son, and I'm gonna name him Billy D. Williams II. Junior. Billy D. Williams II Junior. But now, for now.
Billy D., you're going to play defensive back. Do you really think you can cover some of these 5'10", 240-pound, 33% body mass index white wide receivers?
Oh, yeah. I am 6'5", fast as a whistle, strong as a horse, slave jeans. Oh. I can cover anybody.
Hey, Your words, not mine.
BDW, I got a request from the competition committee of the league. You had 17 interceptions in the first quarter, our last game. Mm-hmm. They're wondering if, I don't know, maybe you could take it easy on the fellas out there.
No. Okay. I came here for one reason and one reason only. To show superiority over these Chicago Whites.
Hey, I'm thinking of a name for a baseball team that's been around for about 20 years. Chicago Whites. Chicago White Sox?
Ooh.
Ah, that's how we'll mask it. Anyway, my name's Kaminsky. I'll get out of here.
Your name is what? Kaminsky?
Kaminsky. Kaminsky. Frank Kaminsky.
You know what?
Frank Kaminsky. Frank the Tank. Hey, you know, you're pretty tall, Frank Kaminsky.
Yeah, 7 feet.
Do you ever think about playing that other game that they got? What, with the newfangled circular ball?
You know, that old basketball thing that Canadian made up? Maybe. But that's not what I'm into.
Has that been invented yet?
Yeah. That was invented back in 1891.
Look, let's not hold each other's feet to the fire about what does and doesn't exist yet and what our current culture is like.
That's just and locker room talk. That's how we bust each other's balls.
And that day, those monsters of the Midway, the Chicago Bears, in all their glory, won the championship of the Professional Football League against the Portsmouth Spartans. They tied 7-7.
And they won?
Yeah.
We declare a win.
they had a better record overall. Why? Because it's Monsters of the Midway Day.
Yeah.
Monsters of the Midway Day. Here to talk from Chicago this week.
We got some Chicago. We'll probably have more Chicago, too, because I was talking to Jacques the other day, and he didn't know who was it that you didn't know who it was?
I know who Keenan Allen is.
Yeah, I was like, y'all just got Keenan Allen. He said, who's that?
No, okay. All right. We were talking about our baseball team, and then it was a sudden shift to, y'all got Keenan Allen. And I was like, who? Because I was thinking he was talking about somebody who's on my baseball team. I know who Keenan Allen is, y'all. I know who he is. He is
the old masculinity
now a Chicago Bear.
Switch.
Yeah. The old masculine. You don't know who Keenan Allen is? You ain't a man.
So to be clear, does your baseball team have Keenan Allen too or no?
It does. No, I wish. We tried to get him, but he said no.
I bet he can play.
I don't play that sport.
I bet he could play better than any of us could play.
Yeah. Just also,
I'm sure he's a good athlete, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone who's ancient by wide receiver standards, but would probably still be one of the younger guys playing with our crowd.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
What is he, 30, 31, 32?
He's like 32. They call him Fresh Legs Allen.
Yeah. Today on Foosballs, we're talking Chicago Bears with one and only Jacques Neal.
Oh, yes. I have to say that was the best introduction to Chicago and the Bears that I've ever heard.
Oh yeah.
Historically accurate.
If you don't know, don't listen to SNL. Come to this to get your Chicago Bears historical accuracy, y'all. That was
now,
it.
As a Bears fan growing up, did they like those DeBears sketches on us? I'm asking the hard hitting important questions first.
Man, let me tell you something, bro. There's nothing white people loved more than the depiction of a drinking Irishman just fucking like eating hot dogs, tailgating the 1985 Bears. Man, like I never saw that team play a single snap of football, and I still get excited by the 1985 Bears solely because of growing up in Chicago and that. Everything about that whole era, like from the sketches, from the Super Bowl shuffle, from SNL, Chicagoans were fucking proud of it. We were like, we're, for one season, America's team. It was crazy, dude.
It does.
Now, that's, go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, they do have so much more of a larger legacy than most one-off Super championship-winning teams. Like, I'd be hard-pressed to think of another team that came in and won a title in a big sport in America and left a bigger impact than that. I mean,
yeah, bro. The 85 Bears?
85
the
Bears,
85 Bears.
We've sucked my entire life, man. And wasn't great before that 85 champ, but we weren't. I mean, you know, we have the history. We have all the players. We have great. It's the weirdest shit. We've had some of the greatest players.
Strong knees, McGillicuddy.
We had strong knees. We had Billy D. Williams, the first.
Strong knees took the name of the hot dog vendor on as his own last name. That's correct. McGillicuddy. I believe that was not his original last name.
It's like, I like that last name. I'm going to take it.
Oh, wait. What did I call him?
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, you've got Ditka, Singletary, Walter Payton, Gail Sayers, mm-hmm. help Brian Piccolo for that matter.
What teams in NFL history can be like, you have the 72 Dolphins, the 85 Bears. What other teams get that sort of, have that kind of legacy?
I mean, 96 Bulls, maybe?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that because...
Bulls were a dynasty. Because
you just kind of say 90s Bulls, I guess.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I wouldn't say that they... I'm talking one-off teams, because that's what I really wanted to talk about when I was sitting here, like, looking up just some short history of the Bears. I'm like, wait a minute, these motherfuckers only got one championship in the modern football era.
Yeah,
like, the way that they talk about that team, like, so bro. You got the 72 Dolphins, and you got, I would say, not because the Redskins won a lot, 99 Rams, but they don't really talk about them like that.
They don't really talk about the Rams like that. I mean, you talk about
on turf.
Yeah. Well, like, there's a couple both the Mets World Series teams are like the amazing Mets was like 69 and then the 86 Mets.
Yeah, probably the 69 Mets, probably, if we're talking like other sports besides football. The 69 Mets.
Or the 68 Jets. Football, but... The 68 Jets. Ariana referenced that in the song Wild Thoughts. Because you done beat it. Because you done beat it like the 68 Jets.
Is that Namath?
Yeah, Namath.
Yeah.
And that's the only championship they have.
That's the only championship they got, yeah.
Yeah.
The guarantee.
There's someone out there who listens, who actually follows hockey, who's listening to this, who's like, the 44 the Islanders! How could they forget?
Oh, you foosballs, right. Don't you understand? Don't you know that?
Football-wise.
44.
Yeah, because every other team that talked about that much, every other team that's talked about at that level has... Multiple chips, dude.
I'm telling you, like, I'm not joking you, in Chicago, and, like, Carl knows this. Everybody knows this. Like, I am as big of a Bulls fan, especially 90s Bulls and NBA, as you could possibly get. And Chicago 90s was all about Jordan, Bulls, blah, blah, blah. If the Bears would have won one Super Bowl, in the 90s, it would have eclipsed anything the fucking Bulls and Jordan did in that city. I guarantee you that. One. If they would even made the Super Bowl, it would have eclipsed any popularity that the Bulls had in the 90s.
It's a Bears town.
It's 100% a Bears town. 100%.
Bigger than Cubs.
Bigger than Cubs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
100%. That's very interesting.
Heard it here first.
In Chicago, at least. Nationally, like, you know.
Well, yeah, the Cubs have more spread because of WGN and everything.
Yeah, but and the Bulls nationally, too, and internationally.
Yeah.
But in Chicago, like, the reason those teams are popular and the reason these teams stay popular is because the Bears have sucked for 29 years.
In Chicago, the Bears are the kings of the jungle.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, so, bro, we was fucking repping Rex Grossman, bro. That's how much we suck, man.
What was that Super Bowl like?
That Super Bowl pissed me the fuck off, man. That Super Bowl
that was against
me
Peyton Manning.
It's the Colts.
Peyton Manning. Yeah.
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 That was
you know what pissed me off about that game? You know what pissed me off about that Super Bowl too? Like, I know I just shit on Rex Grossman, but our defense lost that Super Bowl. Like, Rex Grossman played a fine game. He played one of his better games of the season. And if you were to put the game that he played that Super Bowl with the way our defense played that entire year, we run away with that fucking game.
Doesn't Devin Hester get a kick return touchdown on the first play?
Opening kick. He gets a fucking kick return. We were leading at halftime. We lead at halftime with our defense. That's the game. That's the fucking game. But Lovie Smith, don't know how to adjust Lovie Smith. Like, Peyton was like, oh, y'all gonna play deep? Great, I'll just throw 5-yard passes for the entire fucking game. And he decimated us. Like, just moved up and down the field. Time of possession was crazy in the second half. We didn't even get the fucking ball back. And that was it. That was fucking it. That game pissed me off so much. Man, still think about that game.
Still raw. 18 still raw, years bro. Later.
Still I mean, raw.
Yeah, the star of that era is Urlacher, right? I mean, he's...
Yeah, Urlacher. You got a lot of stars. You got Lance Briggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of fucking stars on that team defensively. I mean, Charles Tillman, Peanut.
Oh, Peanut Tillman. He was such
Peanut
a
Tillman was dope.
I feel like he had a pick six every week.
The Peanut Punch.
The Peanut Punch, bro. Peanut Punch was beautiful, man.
Was he one of the guys who had like 108-yard one? Or no, there was that guy like Nathan Vasher who had like 109-yard play for the Bears, I remember.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm looking at the starting lineups for that Bears team. Some fun names that I haven't thought about in a long time. Yeah, Bernard Berrian.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
I had Bernard Berrian's jersey, bro.
Vikings legend, Bernard Berrian.
Yeah, I had a Berrian jersey, man.
Wow. I
loved Berry.
Adewale Ogunleye.
Ogunleye.
Hell yeah, bro.
Ogunleye, I remember that. Wow. That was a fun team. I mean, Devin Hester,
squad,
everybody watched, everybody, you know, everybody was kind of rooting. That was, they had become America's team again kind of that year.
Yeah.
And like Peyton Manning, you know, I personally was rooting for the Bears in the game. But it was cool to see Peyton win because that was the Tom Brady era. And I always felt that Peyton Manning was better than Tom Brady.
Yeah, so,
I certainly did. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you've been to Chicago recently, but I love the billboard campaign of Brian Urlacher. It's a genius campaign for hair
again.
It's for hair growing back. And it's like, he's such an icon of the city and so famously iconically bald. And it's just videos of him or billboards of him everywhere with like a little bit of hair.
Bro, Urlacher went from like, Bears linebacker legend, mean, tough white boy, to looking like a cop.
And he sympathizes with the cops too.
Yeah, he likes some posts.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because like before retirement, none of that ever fucking came. Like it was no it was
I mean,
after
to be
retirement.
Fair though, before he retired, the country didn't really care about that type of stuff as much. I worked with Brian Urlacher. I hung out with Brian Urlacher for like 2 days.
I hear he's cool. I hear he's like a cool fucking guy.
He was
guy.
Really cool. He was really fun to talk to. He was down to talk football. Big as hell.
Huge.
Yeah, he's big ass dude. Like he's like an inch taller than me, but it felt like he was like 6 inches taller than me.
Just imposing. He's just
imposing dude. He was on Rob Riggle's Ski Master Academy.
I remember that.
The TV show I did for Crackle where I watched it with 15. I watched 15 minutes of it with my grandma. And she was like, what is this? And she didn't realize that I was in it. And the only reason I showed it to her was because I had went home just to visit. And she had got a new TV, but it wasn't set up. So I built her TV stand and then put the new TV on the TV stand. And one of the free channels on that TV was Crackle. And I was like, oh, she'll get a kick out of this. And I turned it on. It was like on the front page. And she was like, I don't like this. What is this? do you not see that person right there? And she's like looking at it. And she like gets her glasses and goes, who is that? Wait, that's you?
I still don't like it.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what this is.
That's so funny. Yeah, man, Urlacher was that dude. I mean, look, we obviously Urlacher was the captain, and we fucked with him I was always a Lance Briggs fan, though. Lance Briggs was my guy.
You ever see Lance Briggs's little cameo in Happy Endings?
No.
He has a great cameo in Happy Endings. He's pretty funny. It's like they have like a kickball. There's like an episode where they're in a kickball tournament, and one of them goes to a gym with Lance Briggs, and he's their ringer, but then he just like sucks and can't kick the ball. And then the joke is him like, I also work out with the Bears kicker, Robbie Gould. I should have asked him, right? It's a pretty solid joke. Lance Briggs is like really game for it, and he does some good physical comedy.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, man. Robbie Gould was also on that team, man.
Yeah, man. Robbie Gould.
Man, we had a good-ass team, bro. That was a good-ass team. And it, I know we'll probably talk about current Bears now, but it's the funny thing about the Bears is obviously we've always been known for defense. But any other team that's been known for defense, like the Steelers, for instance, like they've at least had good quarterback. We
the Ravens,
have never had good quarterback. We've never had a good quarterback.
Who's and, the best
or we've
one?
Never we've I mean you got to say Jim McMahon or
Cutler
is probably the better skilled quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think the Bears could have and should have won that game against
Sid
the Packers.
Luckman.
Oh, Sid Luckman is that guy, baby.
what was he in the 70s?
This segues
nicely into something we've been doing. He was in his 70s. we've been asking people for their Mount Rushmores for their teams. We give a little leeway. We call it a Chernobyl Mount Rushmore. It's grown a couple extra heads, so you can have a little bit more than four.
We'll guess first, see how well we know the history of the team, and then you'll give the official Mount Rushmore, and you will be speaking on behalf of all Bears fans everywhere. So you got to have like a what you believe the consensus would be.
Not just my favorite players, but no. Let's do it.
Easy. I mean, got to be Walter Payton.
Well, Sweetness is first. Yeah. He's the best Bears player of all time. I think Mike Singletary.
Yep.
All right.
Singletary. I think Ditka gets in. And this is players only, but because Ditka was also a player, I think he probably like sneaks his way in.
Yeah.
That way.
And then Dick Butkus. Is it Urlacher, Butkus, or William Perry?
Oh, it ain't Fridge. I don't think Fridge makes the Mount Rushmore because Fridge was a novelty player. While he was a good player, he's just known for a couple of plays.
Good,
Yeah.
I mean, Gale Sayers, too. I mentioned him earlier.
Yeah. Gale Sayers. Played by Billy Dee Williams in Brian's song.
Oh, yeah, of course. All right. We guessed a bunch of names.
Yeah. So, Sweetness, Mike Singletary, I think Urlacher.
Okay.
And Dick Butkus. Dicka? That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I'll say Dick Butkus,
yeah.
Okay. Yep, that's fair. Right.
What are you going to say, Jaquez?
Yeah. I mean, that's a really hard list to fucking go away from.
Do we know?
Easily, Walter Payton is number one.
Mm.
Like, Walter Payton is the greatest Bears player of all time. You have Urlacher. Oh. He is up there. He's the captain. He basically was the dude in that era of Bears football, the 2000s era of Bears football. He was the face of the franchise. You definitely have Butkus, even though I never saw the dude play, just his legend. Like, his legend is always still talked about. I would argue, though, that it does depend on the age of the Bears fan. Like, if you start to ask, like, Bears fans under 25 right now, they probably wouldn't put Butkus on that list.
Under 25? I don't know shit.
Who's, like, the modern Bear they're putting on the list?
I think they would put Devin Hester on that list.
I wouldn't argue with them.
I wouldn't argue with Devin Hester.
I think they would put Devin Hester on that list, dude. Devin Hester's about to go into the Hall of Fame as a kick returner.
Which is fucking dope. It's awesome.
Which is dope as shit. So, like, I think you would put Devin Hester on that team just because, like, he changed the kit. They made so many new rules after the Devin Hester era of like kickoff return. With that said, though, there's more old heads in Chicago than young folks. So like Dick Butkus is on that list. So those are the top three. The fourth one I'm struggling with. The fourth one, I was thinking Singletary. Singletary isn't as liked, though, just in football. But he's not
because he pulled
as...
down his pants in the locker room when he was the 49ers coach.
Right. Once you pull down your pants, bro, don't nobody like you no more. You can't show your ass. You can't show the it's a well-known thing.
What was the context for that again?
Yeah,
I don't
that?
Even remember, bro. I don't even remember like
he
what it was.
Pulled his pants down in front of his players because he was like, "We're he getting embarrassed out there. The I might as well just pull all our pants down."
Yeah. He's a character, bro. He's definitely a character. Singletary was that dude. But I think it has to be Ditka, bro. Like, I know he's not a player, but, like, a bunch of Chicagoans would not give a fuck. Like, yeah. they would still
How? I mean, he did play a little, right?
He played, but, you know. He's a Hall of Fame tight end.
Yeah,
but like you
more
know,
more known
know
as
him.
The coach, though. Yeah,
known as a coach.
Yeah, but, I mean,
I like, would equate him to like, I would equate him to like how MAGA looks at Trump.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Like, I mean, like, after Walter tough. Payton, he's like kind of pretty synonymous with Bears football. Like, he's
yeah,
is arguably the first name you think of.
The first name you think of. Butkus was on that team with him.
Yeah.
So I just looked him up. Ditka was 89, and Butkus, I thought Butkus was 89, but Butkus was what, 50?
Oh, number wise.
You talking about numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like years what are you talking about?
yeah, number.
Like, both of those years are wrong.
Dick Butkus, 51.
Yeah.
I wonder, imagine those.
I don't remember Dicker's number, to be honest.
Colliding 89. In practice. Every day in practice, like ramming into each other 100 times.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be. I would love to see, like, I wish I could. There's something about, like, old school football that, like, obviously is very, way more violent than it is now. But because it's, like, standard definition, it doesn't hit as hard.
That's a good point. Like video quality makes it
the
seem
lack
okay.
of video quality makes it seem old as fuck. So I was just like, nah, whatever.
It's like he tackled him by like clotheslining him in the throat, and the guy like flipped backwards, but it still doesn't look that cool.
We also need this like high definition.
The neurologists in that day were like, the X-ray of his brain is so pixelated, I can't even see a concussion.
Can't see.
Yeah, so you're fine.
Can't see these concussions. Get on out of there. We don't see this CTE, OJ. Yeah, bro.
I'm looking at the Bears all-time team. The Bears, as part of the NFL's 100-year anniversary, they released their all-time teams. And the quarterback is Sid Luckman. You've got Bronco Nagurski. But by the way, historically speaking, Bears players are the best named players of all time.
Easily.
You got some good names.
There's a bunch of Polish dudes from Chicago.
Yeah. Bronco Nagurski, Dick Butkus. But also Walter Payton has probably the best nickname in all of pro football. Yeah. Sweetness is such a sick nickname.
I don't know, man. Sweetness is a little...
It's a little sweet.
Sweetness is a tad...
A little sweet with his midriff shirts.
He started that fashion. Ezekiel Elliott owes him a debt.
Owes him a big debt.
You've also got Clyde Bulldog Turner.
Oh, shit, I haven't heard that name in a long ass time.
I mean, Refrigerator is another great nickname.
The Fridge is a good name.
Yeah, the Fridge is a good one.
The Fridge is a good name.
Moose and Muhammad is a great name. Moose.
Yeah. I like Peanut. Peanut Tillman.
Peanut Tillman. Yeah. That's a
good fucking name. That's a good ass name.
Carl, it's funny that you called William the Refrigerator Perry a gimmick player.
Like, not gimmick. But like, that sounds
kind of what?
Or like carrying the ball from the 1 yard line. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was popular. Fridge is popular. Like,
does he sell refrigerators in Chicago? He could. He could make a killing.
He sold my grandma her refrigerator.
Yeah?
No.
We partner up with Kenmore and make a fucking killing.
Yo, he carry your fridge up the stairs himself?
Yeah.
That would be dope.
That's why he was dead at 41.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, I just think his career numbers-wise, like, he's not a Hall of Famer.
Nah.
Is he? Yeah. He's just a player. He was good. He was a decent defensive. He's a better college player. He's a better college player than he was pro.
He probably has the record for most fewest carries per touchdown as a rusher. Probably has some record like that. I think he had a touchdown every 2.1 carries or something. I
he is in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, so he is a Hall of Fame.
Is he? Hell yeah. WrestleMania. He probably came to WrestleMania one night and they put his ass in. I wonder, what wide receivers are on that list?
Harlan Hill. Harlan Hill.
Who that is.
That sounds like a guy who'd be in the news for paying off a Supreme Court justice.
Well, yeah. And then the other wide receiver is Ken Kavanaugh, so.
Wow.
It's crazy to me. Like, obviously we have Walter Payton, but after that, the drop-off of offensive players that matter in Chicago Bears history is so fucking steep.
it is Payton,
embarrassing.
Sayers, Matt Forte?
I don't. It depends. That's another one. It depends on who you ask. Matt Forte was great. You know, you'll get a lot of people who will say Jay Cutler, but people hated Cutler for a little bit, too, and his attitude and shit.
It is pretty astonishing for a franchise that is that old to have that bad of luck with quarterbacks.
Even McMahon was not a good quarterback.
No.
He was just like, he was tough, and he was, you know, synonymous with that team's toughness, and he was a good game manager. He wasn't going to lose you any games.
And how tough can you be if you've got like this crazy sensitivity to light?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry.
So he has like, he's like the brother in Better Call Saul, basically. He can't be around light and electricity.
He wore them shades. I never watched that show. Maybe. But he had to wear those shades because he had a real bad sensitivity to light. And this was happening like while he was playing. And they shat on him because they were like, oh, this guy thinks he's too cool. He got his shades on indoors. He's like, no, I need these.
He's like, you Cyclops.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of fashion choices are like this. Like, not a lot of people knew that Walter Payton had a condition called midriff claustrophobia, where if he covered up his midriff, it would freak out, you know? So that wasn't just a fashion choice. That was a medical necessity.
Every game, he was running so well so he could get his jersey off.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't wait to take this damn jersey off. Let's end this game. It's touching my belly button.
The Mean Joe Coca-Cola commercial with Peyton went much faster because he was just like, take my jersey, and then he left. And there was no Coca-Cola exchange or anything.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So, Jacquees, what is your history with football? Yours personally. Did you play?
Yeah.
Did you play growing up? And what's your history as a Bears fan? Have you gone to games? I know you were close with your grandfather. Was he a Bears fan? Did y'all do that type of thing?
Yeah. So my relationship, I did not play football. My relationship with the Bears is an interesting one because I was born in 1986. So I was literally born after we won the 85, which was in 1986, but after we won the 85 Super Bowl. And so by the time I was of age to care about sports, we were in the 90s era of Chicago Bulls, right? And like, Chicago was very much a basketball town. It was also like, there was nobody on the Bears really in the 90s that anybody gave a shit about. Like, you had the Bulls, you had Frank Thomas and Albert Bell and Robin Ventura on the White Sox. The Cubs were still, you know, popular. Harry Carey, you know, Mark Grace, Sammy Sosa and all that shit. So, like, the 90s was a weird era for a lot of kids. Like, it was mostly basketball, baseball. Hockey wasn't on TV. Blackhawks games weren't on television. And the Bears weren't talked about. So really, my relationship to like football was through like other teams. Like one of the first teams I liked, which is sacrilegious now, was Brett Favre and the Packers, because like that's who I saw on TV a lot in Chicago. Like that was, you know, like those games were on more than I would see like the Bears on TV. And so like I've been watching football since like the early 90s. Like I cared, you know. I cared about football and liked it as a sport, but it wasn't like Bears football until probably like 2001. Like right around that time, like I think like the Bears had started to get like a little bit better. And then we got like Urlacher and like all these people, and everybody was like, oh, this defense is like coming up and coming up. And by like 2004, like it was starting to become a Bears town again. And by like 06, you know, we were deep into it. But yeah, right. I probably wasn't like a true Bears fan as far as like, this is my team, ride or die, no matter what, until probably like 2003, 2004, like high school.
They were fun to play with on Madden 04 that year.
Yeah, like, dude, they were a good team.
Rex Grossman and Peanut Tillman, and they was fun to play with.
When you got bored of running for 180 yards a game with Michael Vick, you could play as the Bears.
Play as the Bears, bro. Yeah. Yeah, so it's weird, man. Like, the Bears, my relationship with the Bears is, like, you know, not as ingrained as the Bulls or the Cubs or baseball or basketball or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it was also just, like, a weird time in Chicago where they weren't good. We had Michael Jordan. And then you also had, like, Sammy Sosa in the home run race and Big Hurt. Frank Thomas was a huge personality. Like, we didn't have no personalities. Like, if you look at all, like, the personalities the Bears had, rarely any of those are from the 90s. There's not many 90s personalities.
Man, I don't even know who was, like...
I don't even know who's on the team in the 90s, Jim Miller? To be honest with you.
Yeah,
like, but they had, what's the running back from Penn State that didn't pan out?
Curtis Enos?
Curtis Enos.
Yeah. Another great man.
I haven't thought about Curtis Enos in years. Yeah. What's your last name? Enos, baby.
Shane Matthews, you know, was the quarterback there.
You know what that rhymes with?
Do you guys know who Shane Matthews is?
Yeah, I know Shane Matthews. You say these names, I that dude. Yeah.
I only know Shane Matthews was there because that was my dad's quarterback in high school. So I like
that's so funny.
Grew up knowing him. Yeah. Yeah, he's from my hometown.
That's so funny. He's
looking at
though.
I randomly typed in the 1997 Bears.
They won state in 87. Go ahead.
And, like, it's a pretty good team, just the 97 Bears on paper. You've got Curtis Conway, Bobby Engram.
Curtis Conway. Also, my actual cousin, I don't know why I didn't say this first, dropped his name. My cousin played corner for the Bears. His name was Jack Jackson.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's dope. What year?
Curtis, mid-90s. 95, 96, somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Elliot Jackson Jr. was his name. We called him Jack.
Jack.
Wow.
Let me see what year he actually played. I didn't look him up. But
Who else was on that 97 team?
You've got on defense, probably in the later part of his career, but Brian Cox, the old
the guy from Succession?
Yeah. Yeah. He played football before he got on X-Men.
He'd be like, killer. Fuck off, and then score a touchdown. It was dope.
Alonzo Spellman, but I believe the starting quarterback was Rick Meyer.
Yeah, but nope. Nope. Don't know, bro. Don't know.
I think they traded a first-round pick for him.
Did they? That sounds right. That fucking, man, let me tell you, man. Like, probably early 90s, Bears were a little more relevant. But after Jordan came back, after Jordan retired and went to baseball and then came back to basketball, nobody gave a shit about the Bears. Nobody. I would be interested in what, like, attendance records were or what, like, attendance was, like, in the 90s, especially from, like, 95 to 2000. Because, man, let me tell you something. You asked me, like, have I gone to games? I've tailgated a bunch. But I've not actually gone to a game at Soldier Field because it's too fucking cold. And yeah. It's right on the lake. And before they had that spaceship shit, the weather, like, in that stadium, because I've been in the stadium, that's just not for a Bears game. The weather in that stadium was brutal. It was fucking brutal. And then that, like, spaceship shit, like, started to block some of the wind that was coming into the stadium. But, yeah, no, I never went to any Bears games. And then, you know, I was just poor, so they were expensive as fuck.
Yeah.
For a while.
It's cost prohibitive.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. I mean, I'm sure that's the thing in a lot of sports or a lot of football teams. But, like, you had, like, a culture of people who tailgated, like, multiple games of the year and never went in. Like, it was just tailgating. Like, people, like, my homie had, like, an RV. Like, they had the Bears RV. And then they would drive it down every fucking game. Every single home game, they would drive the RV down. And then you would get, they had three tickets. But it would be, like, 20 people, like, they're tailgating. So three people would go in the game. And then everybody else would stay and watch the game on the TV. In the RV with barbecue and shit like that. So, like, that was more
what
I would do. Yeah, that was more what I would do. So I've done that a bunch. But I've never gone. And then you can stay warm, too. But I've never gone in to Soldier Field for a Bears game.
I sent you guys my cousin's Wikipedia in the chat. He played on the 95-96 Bears, but mostly.
Nice.
Looks like he mostly played arena. But good football player.
Cornelius Jackson, nicknamed Jack, John, yeah. Jack Jackson, is an American former professional football player and Carl's cousin.
Yeah.
According to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That says it right. Cousin of Grand Crew actor Carl.
Yeah. No, I tried to Google him and I typed in J-A and it came up Jack Jackson, cousin guy, Rob Riggle, Ski Academy.
Well, listen. Speaking of Chicago Bears, some of the biggest news that has come in football. We gotta talk about the news now. I know people are listening to this like, why y'all didn't start with the news? It's been a crazy week since our last episode.
Crazy weird week for the Bears, dude. Been wild.
Man.
Where to start?
Let's start with the biggest story out of Chicagoland. Wiener Snurkel is closing. No.
What? I used to work I used to work right next door to the Wiener Circle at the Best Buy, right next door to that motherfucker. Before it became popular, they were still rude as shit to you, but before it became popular, like, nationally.
Yeah, on TV.
Yeah.
Justin Fields has been traded to be the backup for Russell Wilson to Greg Gallant's Pittsburgh Steelers. I think this is a bad move by the Chicago Bears. I think this is a job-saving move because if Justin Fields had stayed the quarterback of this team, the Bears had to guarantee a playoff trip next year or everybody would – the heads would be rolling over there.
Yeah.
So I think now with a rookie quarterback that's probably not going to do – probably going to do the same thing that Justin Fields did his rookie year, not be that good, and all the blame gets put on him. These people are going to be able to save their jobs.
But I mean, like, Caleb Williams is probably going to be better out of the gate than Fields was. I hope and pray.
I hope so, bro.
I'm seeing the pressure. I'm seeing the online pundits are, like, ever since Mel Kiper, but what's my man? Hodge.
Merrill Hodge.
Ever since he has said Caleb is not special, I've been seeing all the Caleb is not special stuff. It's been flooding me. And you know who's a big proprietor of this is somebody who I cannot stand. But for some reason, he is still in my TikTok algorithm. Coach JB from Last Chance U. Oh, that terrible, terrible man.
Jason Brown.
Yeah.
Compton's own Jason Brown,
cousin of Lethal Weapon pilot Carl, cop number two.
Yo, here's what I think. Every year, Carl, you used to say something that always cracked me up. You still say it, I'm sure. But like, I'll use a Carl Tart joke. The Bears should change their name to the Chicago Paul Bears for how much they let us down. Like without fucking fail. And stupidly every year, I'll get excited like that we can turn it around, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of every season, it's the same old fucking Bears. Here's what I think. I don't think it's a bad move. I don't think it's a good move. I think it is a move that is lockstep with who the Bears are. We cannot, have not, and probably will not ever develop a fucking quarterback to be worth a damn.
If it doesn't work out this time, man, it might not ever.
I
can't see it, bro. I cannot see. And like, and everybody's like, oh man, the Bears, you chose Mitch Trubisky over Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. And I'm like, good for them. Like, in fact, Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be Patrick Mahomes on the Chicago Bears, bro. Yeah. Like, I can't see. I don't think it is a
controversial.
Oh, we just haven't gotten the quarterback that's gotten good. I think is for whatever reason, until old woman Virginia passes away and sells the fucking team, like something is in our organization that
I used to think the same thing about the Chiefs.
Put something in our shit that we cannot develop a fucking quarterback. I don't get it, bro.
Well, I mean, so let's talk about this situation though for a second, because Caleb's gonna come in.
We need to kill Virginia McCaskey.
Yeah, that's it.
We need to kill Virginia.
I don't know. I got a lot of friends who are Cincinnati Reds fans, and they were all like, "Once Marge Schott dies, we'll be fine." And I got bad news for you, but like, Caleb's gonna come in. He's gonna have a great veteran wideout in Keenan Allen from your baseball team. He's gonna have a solid in his prime wideout of DJ Moore, who quietly had a fantastic season last year. Not even really that quietly. And then possibly like a Malik Nabers at number nine or an elite lineman at number nine. He's gonna be put in a pretty, compared to some of the other guys the Bears have brought in, gonna be put into a pretty good situation.
He's gonna be put in a better situation than Fields was when he got to the Bears. Fields has some wide receivers as well, so let's not. He didn't have a trash.
He didn't have an offensive line.
But he didn't have an offensive line.
Like,
yeah. He didn't have an offensive line. He had a coach that didn't know what to fucking do with him at all.
You could be talking about several different guys. I assume you're talking Matt Nagy.
I'm talking to Matt Nagy. Well, yeah, Matt Nagy, which is so annoying because he was supposed to be this fucking offensive guru.
Yeah.
And now he's back on the Chiefs winning Super Bowl, or at least he was for one of those seasons. But like, yeah, dude, I don't know, man. I think Caleb will be good.
I think it's going to be a good situation. Like, I think like the Bears defense finished, not to jinx you, but the Bears defense finished the season like one of the best defenses in football. Like, what's crazy is the Bears went 7-10 last year, which isn't bad. And now they have,
it's not bad.
But like to be a 7-10 team and have the first overall pick in the draft,
and
getting a generational quarterback, like that's a pretty good situation to find yourself in. If
but
you're
there
having,
aren't...
there's worse scenarios you could have.
That's true.
I'm excited for the Bears. I think I like I'm not trying to jinx you. Close your ears. I don't blame you. I'm not trying to jinx you, but I don't love the division. Like, I think
that's true. That's like, true.
What is that? The Lions and the Packers?
I think the Lions will still be. I think the Lions will have a good season next year still, but who knows? They're still the Lions.
They had their hearts ripped out. I think they're gonna.
They did.
Yeah.
You think it goes down because of that loss?
Yeah.
It might.
Interesting. Ryan, you know your football, Ryan. I will say that. But I think I'm trying to figure out who I trust more, Ryan Meharry or Coach Jason Brown. my the Compton Cowboy.
Here's the thing about a first year quarterback who could be generational. I know, like, it happens, but it doesn't happen as often, where a first round a rookie quarterback comes in without a quarterback on that team who is a serviceable veteran.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not even talking about he has to start behind him, like, for a season or whatever. Like, you know, like, I know a lot of quarterbacks have done that who have gone on to success. Sure, he can come in and get the starting job right away. But, like, that happens a lot less. But we don't even have a second string quarterback who I'm like, all right, man. Like, at least Caleb can learn at the feet
they
of so-and-so.
They
got
to sign somebody. Yeah, I agree.
We have
to. You've got Tyson Badgett and Brett Ripken. No, there's no one like, he's like, ah, that's a wily veteran who I can learn a couple of tricks of the craft from. Yeah, they got to sign, you got to find your, I don't know, who your Mark Brunell.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we just signed Nathan Peterman. We all got some good team news this week. The Chiefs got Hollywood Brown. That's who you wanted, Meharry. So, yep. Of course, I'm upset about it. but we signed Chase Young today, which is, I think, is very good for us, as we have a aging, still a good defensive line, but an aging defensive line.
Yeah.
And I think the signings of Willie Gay and Chase Young is very good, and Cam Jordan is still there playing in pretty good shape. But with the departure, we also lost Aaron Donald this week.
Yeah.
Retired at the age of 32.
Yes, retired.
Congratulations on retiring for Aaron Donald.
Good for him.
I will say I have hated the Rams since that NFC Championship game, which was an atrocious act of cheating by the league. Miscarriage of justice. But Aaron Donald was always a guy that I always liked since he came in the league.
Yeah, Aaron Donald was good, man. He was good. I mean, he was talking about retiring two seasons, or last season, or whatever. Yeah. Like, right after the Super Bowl. I love a football player getting out young, man.
Yeah. I think I saw that him and Barry Sanders were the only two guys to play 10 years and make the Pro Bowl every year. And they both, like, retired right after 10 years. Similar, or I guess Calvin, it makes me think of Calvin Johnson, too, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, good for them.
Yep.
Got his ring, got some hardware.
He's in L.A.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be in money.
We're going to see him at auditions next year. We're going to see him.
No.
Gosh, it sucks, but we are the same type.
I was about to say, he about to be in Grand Crew 2.
Yeah.
The sequel TV show.
The sequel to Grand Crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Starring Aaron Donald. Starring all football players. Yeah, I'm happy for it. I'm happy for Aaron Donald. He's a good player, and got out while he still has his knees.
Greg, what do you think is going to be? What's going to happen in Pittsburgh this year? The Steelers fans are saying that it's going to be the seventh ring year. I don't see how that happens.
No. No, I mean, look, I think we've had a great offseason. I wanted Willie Gay for us. We got Patrick Queen instead. And I'm pretty – so I wanted a Gay. We got a Queen. Whatever. Make your little jokes. But getting Queen is a double whammy because you steal him from the Ravens too. So we got a good cornerback for Deontay Johnson.
Who? Lionel Fruity?
come on, you guys. No, but his nickname is Sweetness.
Hideo Homo.
Okay, come on. that's a play on Hideo Nomo. Come on, wake up. I think the defense will be right there again. Like, we beefed up the linebacker position, which was our biggest need, and the DB position. Hayward, I mean, Cam's going to give it another go this year. When he plays, he's still great. I think we obviously are going to have a much better quarterback situation. I don't know.
I mean, I who think, do you think? You think Russell finishes the
Russ
season?
Russ is going to – no. I think Russ starts the year, and I mean, I don't think he's necessarily going to be bad, but he's also, like, a little older, takes some hits. I think Fields is going to play at some point. I doubt Russ gets through 17 games without being injured or benched at some point. But
yeah.
I think the question is, like, if Fields only plays a few games, then you have to make a decision whether you're going to give him a bag or not. It might be tricky, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, think we're going to be maybe 11-6 instead of 10-7, you know.
Wow.
That's a lofty.
That's lofty.
Tomlin is creeping up that all-time wins leaderboard. He's almost top 10 now, which is crazy considering how young he is. I think he's going to keep steadily churning out 8 to 12 wins a year for a few more years and then he'll be like top 5.
I was hoping he would get fired and the Bears would pick him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted us to get him too. I wanted us to get him too.
But. Yeah, everyone wants him. He's cool shit. Like, people want to play for him. That's why Fields is, like, happy to come be a backup to start the year. Like,
yeah.
Tomlin's a good player's coach.
Have a quarterback to learn from, too.
Yeah.
He's going to be so good for the Bears. Like, that's a good situation for him.
Yeah,
for the Steelers.
For Fields.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because he said he modeled his game after Russ. So,
yeah, man.
Like, and play with him now.
As much as I bag on Arthur Smith, like, the whole play action thing I think works for both of those guys. I mean, like, if you've got a guy who knows how to run play action and you're as much of a threat to run as Fields is, I think he's going to have a lot more open receivers and a lot more, like, opportunity to pass the ball.
I mean, I think you guys go 9-8.
I mean, that's what we always kind of do. We would have been 9-8 with Mason Rudolph. We'll be 9-8 with Russell Wilson. It's just, it's fate.
I mean, this is because in order for Fields to play, Russell has to either get. I mean, this is bad to say, but you kind of are hoping for an injury because otherwise he's gonna. In order for Fields to play, Russell has to suck.
Suck, yeah.
For like a few games, and they'd be like, "We got to make a move."
Also, like the division is so tough because like the Bengals are gonna bounce back, I think, and the Browns aren't going anywhere. Like it's gonna be a tough.
Oh,
division.
The Browns are going somewhere.
To hell.
Yeah, they're going to hell.
Oh, that's right. The whole team.
Yeah, they're all complicit.
They uncovered the Yinzer Testament that says that all Browns fans go to hell. They found it in a cave in Judea.
I love it. Who do y'all think is going to get Hard Knocks this year?
So it's got to be the rules are.
What's
it can't
the rules
be,
again?
Yeah, it can't be a playoff teams don't have to do it, and teams with first-year head coaches.
Yeah. You think the Bears get it?
Yeah, I think. And teams that haven't that have done it before don't usually get forced
Bears
to do it. So
done it.
Well, the Cowboys did it twice. The Dolphins did two. The Rams did two. The Rams did two within, like, 3 years. Or was the Cowboys that did two within 3 years?
Yeah, they had the – Well, they had the Rams year, and then they had the Rams and Chargers year that no one watched, the COVID year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had
the Jets.
You've had a couple Jets.
The Browns.
Had the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're probably due for Bears. We could probably stand to see. The Bengals did not make the playoffs. They've done it before, but it's been so long. Maybe the Colts. But Bears would be a fun one with Caleb.
That would be a fun one. And they would love to come to Chicago.
Yeah. See him putting on lipstick before the game?
Yeah.
Man, we have been homophobic this episode.
I have not said anything.
I haven't said anything.
Me and Gallant have not said
Greg
anything.
Greg and Jackie started this. They brought the energy.
What energy, Carl? What energy?
You know you guys kind of throw up soft lobs.
you said you wanted Willie Gay, but you got Patrick Queen.
Yeah, look, that was on me. I'll give you that.
We talked about sweetness for 10 minutes.
I'll give you that.
The Saints have never done it. They've never done Hard Knocks, right, Carl?
No. That'd be fun. I'd like to see
that.
That
could be fun. I would like to see them go to a city that's fun.
Yeah.
Too. Like, that has history. That's a fun city. That, you know, the city has history as well. Like, you know, I know the Jets have history, but fuck the Jets. And fuck Aaron Rodgers. But, like,
Oh, you're the first black guy that I know that hates Aaron Rodgers.
For real?
Yeah, because I mostly see white dudes hating him, and I'm like, he seems like he would be the hero to white men, especially the white men that I interact with most, comedians and podcast fans.
Yeah. Well, he is a hero to a certain type of white man, for sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
Comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you also have to keep in mind that I've hated him for years because he's a Packers
He's on the Packers, yeah.
So I've hated Aaron Rodgers' smug bitch ass for at least 14 years. It's just everybody else is catching up. But, like, no, I've hated him for a minute.
I know. He beat us in the Super Bowl once, so I've hated him since then.
And it's not even that I hate. I'm the Packers are, you know, the rivals. Fuck the Packers. But there's been Packers players that I really like, especially growing up. Like, I liked Favre, Reggie White. Like, there's a lot of Packers players that I fucked with, like, just as individual players. But no, Rodgers was never on that list.
Interesting.
I hated him. Hated him for a long time.
I like Aaron Rodgers, man. I can't help it.
Nah.
When you heard the Sandy Hook stuff, you were like,
I didn't hear that boy talk. To be fair, I didn't hear him say anything about Sandy Hook. What did he say about saying? Was he like a person that said it was an inside job or something?
Apparently he said that, and then he released a tweet that said that was very carefully worded. Where he said, I never said that I don't think Sandy Hook didn't happen, which he doesn't go on to say. He doesn't clarify
exactly. Sandy Hook didn't happen in all caps. And
it's like, you can tell he's like being like a little, there's something he's not fully saying. I think his thing was that it was like an inside job where there was actors and it was a psyop or something.
That's pretty wild. I don't hear, to be fair, I don't never hear the real bad stuff that he says. I mean, when he's on Pat McAfee in the morning, I'm usually taking a dump and getting ready to go somewhere. So I'm not fully listening.
We all know Carl can't listen when Dookie coming out.
No. I go deaf when Dookie in.
He's in one of those like completely soundproof rooms where he could like be screaming and can't hear anything.
Whenever a girl stays over, I have to go into that room, take a dump. If she's not leaving fast enough, I can't get her out. Go.
It is important to have a soundproof place to dump when there's a female over.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Why is that not a thing?
It should be.
Speaking of which, Greg Galanta's married. Kevin's about to get married. Where are you guys going to, like, well, I guess both of you guys got houses now, so you can have your soundproof room.
Ryan's getting married, too.
Oh, yeah, Ryan's getting married.
Yeah.
Mm. It's only the black ones not getting married.
Yeah, I can still shit with the door open because I'm black. it's a racial thing.
You guys have black privilege.
Yeah, we
have black privilege, baby. We can shit with the door open. Lights off.
Yeah, sorry about being able to take out a loan, but you can shit with the door open.
Let me ask y'all this. Is there any other news that we had this week? Any big moves that we didn't cover? This week, we talked about Derrick Henry to the Ravens, right? Did we talk about that last time?
We said it was probably going to happen, but it happened after we talked. We did talk about how good he's going to look in that jersey.
Yes, you did. Yeah, we did talk about that. So it is official now. Derrick Henry is going to the Ravens. What else did we miss after hour?
I believe breaking news today is that our old friend Josh Dobbs has signed with the San Francisco 49ers.
I wonder why the Vikings didn't grab him back.
Bring him back?
Because they're going with Sam Darnold, and I don't think Sam Darnold is a good quarterback.
No, and they give him a good chunk of money.
So they're going to try. Do you think they're going to try to trade up and get Jaden Daniels or something?
Yeah.
Because I don't think. It sounds like it's
going to be McCarthy.
Yeah. Oh, JJ McCarthy. They're going to get JJ. Okay.
Yeah.
Odell going to the Jets. I saw that today.
Oh, he got picked up by the Jersey?
Yeah.
That's a tough jersey. That's a tough jersey. And the guy who we just spent a lot of time bashing, Aaron Rodgers.
He'll be back.
Good guy to throw it to him. I like that mixture.
He'll be able to throw it to him before he blows his knee out in the second game.
Did Marquez Valdes-Scantling go anywhere?
No. Not today, or not that I've heard.
Still unsigned, huh? My Harry put the call in, man. He can't, he don't, he's ungrateful.
Yeah, no, no one's allowed to sign him.
Look, I gotta run. I gotta go to, I gotta go coach my, shout out to my Lloyd team, Hi Baby Gorgeous at UCB. They're having their last show tonight. So I gotta go and support them.
Do they know, or do you have to break the news to them?
I gotta break the news to them that they are cut.
Hey guys, you guys listen to Foosballs on Wednesday. Yeah. I got some news there for you guys.
This is a Foosballs exclusive. Hi, yeah.
To the end of the pod. You can't. You'll hear it after an hour.
Yeah. You got to listen to the whole thing first.
You got to listen to the whole thing.
There's some homophobic stuff in there. Don't worry.
Listen to what your coach said at minute 43.
Jacquees, you got anything you want to plug?
You know, listen, I've been doing a lot of Comedian Feud, which is a game show I host here in LA. We do some live streams. We got one coming out. I don't know when this is coming out, but it'll be out this weekend. So yeah, if you're ever in LA, just, you know, find where I'm doing some shows as far as, some stuff that you can watch. Yeah, I got some stuff coming down the pipe. Going to be a host of a new show coming up soon. So I'm going to look out for that. Yeah.
All right. Sweet. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, man.
I just saw a funny meme open up where it said, Kirk, what do you want for, Kirk Cousins says, what do you want for number 8 to Kyle Pitts? And Kyle Pitts says, targets. And then the news is, Kirk will wear number 18 this year.
I saw that too.
We'll see y'all next week right here on Foosball. Thank you so much.
Much love.
Bye. Bye, guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.